This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, the 3rd of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel tonight. The skies are mostly clear, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect conditions for those enjoying the outdoors in Haifa, where temperatures are mild. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel braces for escalation. Jerusalem doubts the U.S. blockade strategy on Iran, according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, the Iranian proposal revealed. Al Jazeera reports that Tehran demands a three-phase agreement from the U.S., as noted by Mariv earlier today. Also this hour, four Palestinians indicted over an alleged ISIS-inspired terror plot, reports I-24 News in the past hour. Separately, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios highlighted this politically sensitive proposal for Netanyahu. And finally, a British Green Party candidate tweeted about killing Zionists from an Anne Frank parody account. Forward reported this troubling development from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ali Hashem, a prominent journalist, posted just minutes ago about the risk of escalating pressure leading to a stalemate and potentially war. Ynet Global noted disappointment earlier today as fewer recruits than expected arrived for the Haredi draft day, with less than 10-0 showing for the Netzah Yehuda. Joe Truzman reported just minutes ago that Hamas showcased Karim Arja's exploits during the war, including a failed attempt to detonate a mine under an IDF tank. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's strategic concerns, Jerusalem remains skeptical about the U.S.'s ability to block Iran's ambitions. Despite ongoing talks, Ynet reports Israel sees a low chance of a deal, with Iran's unwillingness to meet former President Trump as a major sticking point. The situation leaves regional tensions high, impacting diplomatic strategies. Turning to the Iranian proposal, Al Jazeera reveals Tehran's comprehensive demands, including regional security and nuclear terms. Mariv highlights the complexity of these demands, which challenge U.S. negotiating positions. If unresolved, this proposal could further strain U.S.-Iran relations, with ripple effects across the region. Meanwhile, the indictment of four Palestinians, I-24 News, explains their alleged ISIS-inspired terror plot aimed at targets within Israel. This development underscores the ongoing security challenges Israel faces internally, affecting local communities and security forces. In a related development, Trump's ceasefire announcement, Axios outlines this 10-day truce between Israel and Lebanon aimed at stabilizing the region. The move poses political challenges for Netanyahu, but could facilitate broader peace talks, potentially involving Iran. Finally, the controversy in the UK. Forward reports a British Green Party candidate under fire for tweets from an Anne Frank parody account advocating violence against Zionists. This incident raises concerns about anti-Semitism and the impact of social media on political discourse. On the economic front, first, high-tech entrepreneur Moshe Yanai's debts have ballooned to $250 million. CTEC reveals liabilities are more than double earlier estimates, raising questions about asset management and creditor priorities. Separately, Wolt delivers a shock to the tech sector. Mariv Business reports on the end of its catering and corporate benefits collaboration, signaling shifts in market strategies affecting tech workers. And finally, electricity theft costs Israel 10 million shekels. Walla Business details ongoing lawlessness in the south, with significant damage and safety concerns for workers, highlighting the need for stronger regulatory measures. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.